Good Monday morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And your hosts today, as usual, W.K. and Ken Boyce.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good to see you this morning.
I tell you, it's a little bit hazy here, a little bit of mist, but all in all, this has been a pretty good morning.
It has been.
It's been a great morning. Again, I'd like to say hello to everyone. We have people in the greater Springfield area and, of course, anywhere where the KWTO signal hits. We also have those listening online. We want to say good morning to y'all. We have people that are in Washington State, Oregon, down in Texas that are listening. And just want to be able to say hi to everyone and thanks for listening.
We also have them listening in Kentucky, Virginia, and some foreign countries.
So a lot of interesting things being on the radio and then also broadcasting this via the World Wide Web. If some reason you missed the show or want to have a chance to go back and listen to it, people are able to go to Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com, click on the radio archive link, and everything that we have done to this point is archived there. Every show we've done is edited and archived, and you can play it anytime you like. And we have hundreds and thousands of people going back and listening to these shows again. So really, this show is for you, and we hope people get a chance to enjoy it, become a part of it, and also learn a little bit from it. Take some of this information and put it to use in their daily lives.
In fact, I encourage you to call somebody and tell them about this program. Tell them that they can listen to it live if you're within our listening area, but also that they can listen to it online. And just go to our website, as Ken said, springfieldmfi.com, and click on the microphone at 10 o'clock Monday morning. Then you can listen to us audio streaming live, not only here across this country, but literally around the world.
And that's at springfieldmfi.com. The radio link there between 10 and 11 Monday mornings is a live link. So if you're listening in the car and you're heading into the office and you want to listen to some more, just go in, log on to springfieldmfi.com, click on the radio link, and we're streaming. If you'd like to join us in studio this morning, our number is 862-9977, 862-9977. If you're outside the area, as we discussed this morning, there's people out there. Give us a call on our dime. You can give us a call at 800-375-0056. 800-375-0056.
Or star 56 if you're on your cell phone.
All righty.
We've been talking last week about stress and how people's lives are filled with stress. We've had many responses so far.
Yeah, we're at 40 people that have gone back and listened to the show. Just the last week's show on stress have gone back to springfieldmfi.com and listened to that show.
Yes. So we know that people are hearing some things they need to hear, that they're looking for answers to, and our lives are just filled with stress. That's what we need to look at. And you know, if after a few years of marriage that was filled with constant arguments, man and his wife decided that the only way to save their marriage was to try therapy. When they arrived at the therapist's office, the therapist jumped right in and says, "Now, what seems to be your problem?" And immediately the husband looked at the floor, and he didn't say anything, but the wife started talking. And she was talking 90 miles an hour, describing all the wrongs within her husband. After 15 minutes, the therapist went over to her, picked her up, and kissed her passionately. And afterwards, the wife sat there just speechless. He looked at the husband, who was staring in disbelief at what had just happened. And the therapist told him, says, "Your wife needs that at least twice a week." And the husband scratched his head and said, "Well, I can have her here on Tuesdays and Thursdays." And the point of the whole story. The point of the whole story is that many times we expect other people to take the stress off of us. And counselors, therapists can facilitate coping with stress, but they can't do the job for you. It's up to each one of us to know how to identify it, how to cope with it in more effective ways.
However, counselors do allow from an outside view to give advice, to give counsel, and to give direction, give you some information to make choices that are right for you, and have a knowledge that we don't have.
That is very true.
Several ways here that you know if you're stressed. So if you want, you can write these down.
These are no particular order.
No particular order. You can achieve a runner's high by sitting up. The sun is too loud. Any morning for me, that qualifies. You're missing several days from this week. You wonder if brewing the coffee is a really necessary step for consumption. You say the same sentence over and over again, not realizing you've said it before. You ask the drive-thru attendant if you can get this order to go. You, in reality, file for divorce. You say the same sentence over and over again, not realizing you've said it before. And acid tablets become your sole source of nutrition.
I've been there, done that.
You begin to talk to yourself, then disagree about the subject, get nasty tiff over it, lose, and refuse to speak to yourself the next day. You say the same sentence over and over again, not realizing you've said it before.
Now, how many identify with all, with all those?
Dan, how about you?
I think I can identify with those, too.
You know, there are different ways that we're stressed, and there's so many sneaky stressors that we have in our lives, many of us have in our lives, that sometimes we just don't really realize. Number one is using your computer. Just using your computer can be stressful. Because what happens is that your breathing rate goes up 30%, your blinking rate goes way down, and you tend to tighten your arms and your shoulders even without realizing it when you're sitting at your computer. Another one is surviving a layoff. Many people that have gotten the axe really don't know how to cope with that. They think that they can cope with it. They think they have things under control, and many times you don't. Another one is just living with a newly pregnant wife. She's glowing, but you're sweating. So the first months of a pregnancy can be very stressful and really are the most stressful times for the first-time father. Another one is just trying to relax. You know, you just try to relax. You take deep breaths. You let them out and feel better for a minute. But many times the way to reduce stress, realizing that we have that stress, is to do something constructive to help us to organize our life better, to help us organize our time better, to organize our money better. Do some positive steps to help eliminate that kind of stressor. And another one is just driving down the road. If you've ever driven in Springfield, you realize there's not enough road for the car. Many, many times, just not enough road for the car. That's all the cars that are out there. And when you are stressed, especially us men, when we're stressed while we're driving, we're going to be even more stressed out when we get to work. So it's important to realize that if we're tense behind the wheel and we're fussing and cranky at the drivers in front of us and beside us and back of us, that we're going to be cranky a good part of the day. Just that driving stress itself tends to carry over into our work life.
The reason a lot of this we brought up, there are so many times we have no idea we're under the kind of stress we're under. And we discussed this last week. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to it, go back to the website, go to springfieldmfi.com, and the radio link from last week is there. This is more than just an emotional getting tied up in knots about ourselves, about our soul not feeling right. Stress has physical effects on our body. Some of these are life-threatening.
Stress affects our whole being. As we talked about last week, it affects us mentally, our cognitive abilities, emotionally. It affects us. It affects us physically, as you've said, and behaviorally. It comes out in all of our behaviors as well.
All areas. And we discussed last week that they were doing imaging studies on the brain, CAT scans, and they can actually see areas of the brain that were dead, that had been killed due to chronic stress. Some of the other things that stress has an effect on: increased chance of cancers, rheumatoid arthritis, panic attacks, depression.
So many times.
That one is one. There are times when you get the blues. I mean, sometimes you just don't feel quite yourself. You feel a little down.
Especially on cloudy days like today.
Yeah, cloudy days. But there are other times when every day it seems like the weight of the world is on you and you're being crushed. And for those that know that feeling, we're here to help. That is a depression that does not end. And we understand it. Stress just continues to pile on top of that big rock that's weighing us down.
What are some of the other physical and mental impacts of stress?
Weight gain and weight loss. For people take enjoyment in food, food becomes a stress relief. And you have a lot of weight gain. Others, they lose all appetite. And you'll see massive, quick weight reduction. Heart disease, gastrointestinal problems. Ooh. Circulatory problems, high blood pressure, strokes, fibromyalgia, sleep disorders, infertility in both men and women.
Stress can actually cause that.
Stress can cause that. Increased incidence of birth defects with babies born to women who have suffered severe trauma during early pregnancy, and low birth weight babies that are born to stressed mothers. Poor memory, poor performance, decreased problem solving. You ever gone through the day not knowing how to do something? You know, just simple tasks. We forget. We walk into a room and even forget why we walked into the room.
Yeah, we sit in a chair and we find ourselves, we're not dozing, but we're dazing.
Just completely blanking out.
Just blanking out for minutes or hours at a time.
Women, PMS symptoms worsen. Immune system problems, breakdown in our overall health. When we're stressed out, our immune system cannot fight the more common colds and viruses. And we'll end up sick consistently, chronically sick, because we are so stressed out. We have fears and phobias, job burnout, and one of the biggest is that it adds to our relationship problems.
Yeah.
It's stress on our family, stress between us and our spouse, stress between us and our kids, and anyone that we come in daily contact with.
Yeah, you know, there's actually a scale called the Holmes-Rey scale.
Called what?
Holmes-Rey.
Holmes-Rey.
Scale. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it measures the amount of stressors within a person's life within a 12-month period of time. And if you score so many points, and it has different stressors that are listed, if you mark those, and they're each weighted according to so many points, according to whether you have the loss of a parent, loss of a spouse, divorce, a spouse who goes to prison or jail, it's those types of things that the more you have of those incidents, job loss, as mentioned a moment ago, you have a layoff and you're laid off.
Mm-hmm.
All those stresses add up that if you accumulate as much as 200 to 300 points on that scale, the odds of you having a physical illness or contracting a disease over the next 12 months goes up dramatically. And it's been proven over and over again. Called the Holmes-Rey scale.
Holmes-Rey scale. Okay, I'll take that one when we get back to the Institute. See how I test out there. The reason we bring these up is that we should not live our lives burning our candles at both ends and in the middle. The show is called The Life You've Always Wanted. And when we actually take the time to sit back, clear the day, if I had my choice, this is the way I would want my life. And then we compare that to what we have on a daily basis. And if they are miles apart, we need to make some changes. Part of what we do at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, anytime someone comes in, is to sit and go from where they're at in their life to where they need to be. And to be able to facilitate that through any number of life's issues. Now we do this, and we've talked at length about this before, we do this in every other part of our life, and for some reason, if it gets into our personal life, we have a little difficulty asking for help or asking for direction. The other day, my daughter broke her tooth. 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Looking there, and half her tooth's gone. I went out, and I got the antiseptic and got the little Orajel, and I numbed her gum up. I got my Roush drill, and I put a small drill bit on it, stuck it in there, and I said, open up, sweetie. I drilled in that tooth and just got it all drilled out. I went out to the garage. I got a little bit of grout that I had left. I'd been tiling some floors, so I got some grout, and I made a little bitty ball of putty, and I stuck it back there in that tooth.
Tell me you didn't.
Of course I didn't. I took her to the dentist's office, Dr. James Lee, got her into a dentist chair. I was so proud of her. She walked all the way back all by herself. Got in the chair. Looked at it, took pictures, said, yep, we're going to need to cap this, and she's got a nice new shiny stainless steel crown back here on the back molar.
Mm.
Of course I didn't go out and use the drill that I've got in my truck. But that's the point, is that she needed help. I knew she needed help. It was beyond what I could do. I did not want my daughter suffering. I did not want that tooth decaying. I didn't want it going down into a root, abscessing, causing her pain or even illness. So what did I do? I went and sought a dentist, went over to James Lee, Dr. Lee on Primrose. If you're looking for a dentist, he is excellent. But Dr. Lee got in and took care of her. He has the skills. He has the knowledge. Took a couple hours. But that was the thing. He was a professional. He knew how to do it. Why is it that in so many other parts of our life, we will seek professional help, especially when it saves us time and saves us money? But in our personal lives, for some reason, we think we have to suffer day after day after day after day. That adds to the stress. We had a couple come in recently, and I think I spoke about this last week. For 10 years, their marriage has been spiraling down. At first, it started out just kind of being stressed, and, you know, life is tough. But after 10 years, it was to the point where death do us part. It was either going to be death to each other or death to this marriage, but this wasn't going to last. they called the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute as kind of a last resort. Someone referred him over and said, you know, WK is really good. Why don't you go talk to him? And they cannot believe they almost threw it away. Over 20 years of marriage. And for 10 years they suffered.
And so many couples are like that.
Yeah, that's nothing new. We don't have to. This is, if we really wanted the life we always wanted, if we want to take a look at it, then we have to take action. It's our choice. We have to take the action. We have to take the first step. If you're needing help, give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 417-882-6767. If you need to write that down again, it's 417-882-6767. All these things that we're discussing this morning on stress, this is what people have to look forward to if they do not know how to cope with it. If they do not know how to take on the day, how to meet life's challenges. But there's a better way.
And, you know, if you want to talk to a woman counselor, a lady therapist, we have three excellent lady therapists at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Ty Beasley, Leslie Williard, and Marty Marlin. Any one of those ladies are wonderful to work with. They're very understanding. They're very empathetic. Plus, they're very professional. And they can help you understand the stressors that you're under, identify those, how to cope with, and how to resolve issues in your life that are creating so much stress in your relationships and you personally.
And again, if we have a car and it's not running right, we seek out a mechanic. My daughter had a tooth that was cracked. I went to a dentist. When our lives are going the way they are, and we don't know how to unwrap them, how to untangle them, how to relieve the stress that's on it, seek help.
You know, the way that we handle stress differs from person to person. And we would think that we all handle stress the same way, but we don't.
Oh, no.
We just don't do that. In fact, there are basically four different ways that people handle stress or tend to handle stress, and sometimes we have a combination of these four ways, but usually we major on one of these. And the four ways are the four stress styles, the way that we tend to react to stress. The first one is that we freeze up. Under pressure, you just tend to be immobilized because you fear making the wrong decision to such an extent that no decision is likely to be made at all. And Ken, you talked about that a moment ago. You know, just checking with others as to what to do is a common way to get out of that, but even then you may remain stuck. There's usually a great desire for someone else to take over the control and responsibility for your life when you react to stress this type of way.
Mm-hmm.
The second type of stress style is called flight. The first one was freeze. The second one is flight. And that's just the desire to run away, just to get away from it.
Now, this is one of the two that people normally associate with, which is either the fight or flight.
Yes, one of those two. We just fear being trapped and attacked. We fear like we have no hope, we have no resources, we're helpless, it's hopeless. And so we just run. In fact, many people literally do that. They either run away, they leave where they're living, they leave family, they just abandon everybody, and they abandon work, they just leave. Abandon their own kids. And sometimes people literally start running physically. That's one of the ways that they cope with it. I talked with one lady that had a lot of stress in her home life growing up, and every time she was under severe stress, and it was a chronic stress in her home life. As a teenager, she got to where she would run 3 miles, and then 5 miles, and then 10 miles, and then 15 miles, and the more stress that she had, the more chronic it was, the longer she ran. She said she would do that to get away from the house, number one, mm-hmm. but she would do that in a sense to punish herself because she felt responsible for the stress that was in the home. And this is a teenage girl.
Say it again. She felt responsible?
She felt responsible for her dad's anger. Just the unhealthy atmosphere in her home. Mm. And children will do that. Children assume that they're responsible for all the tension in the house. And so she ran. She would run 15 miles to punish herself because she felt guilty. That is another way of coping with the stress. And that's this flight way of handling stress. The third one is fighting. You know, under pressure, people just tend to be aggressive and become involved in conflicts. That happens in a lot of individual lives, but a lot of couples handle stress in that way. They find themselves fighting. Fears produce a reaction in which they take the offensive in order to get the others to give way. It's more of a defensive posture, really. And as I said, many marriages end up with this, and there seems to be a whole lot of chaos in that marriage, in that relationship. Because anytime conflict appears to be coming in, then a big, huge fight erupts. Okay? And so there's this fight response to the stressors. No matter, you just plug in any stressor, it doesn't matter. And many times these individuals have come from homes that conflict wasn't allowed, or if any conflict did come in, there's a huge blow up in the family. And then the fourth way is just to submit. Stressed submitter gives in to the wishes of others in order to remove the stressful circumstances. This individual is very likely a caretaker, wants everyone to be happy. They just want everybody to have a big smile, and they'll do whatever they can. They're willing to sacrifice themselves for the sake of that good. And this takes a toll on the person that submits. Many times this person feels like that they have been sacrificed at the altar of the family or of the marriage. And a huge resentment builds in. It causes even more stress later on. Any stress avoided is a stress intensified. Any conflict avoided is a conflict intensified in this way.
And this is actually self-crushing.
Very self-crushing.
So would this lead into depression then?
It very often does, yeah.
We need to take a break right now. But if this is hitting home, give us a call here at the station, 862-9977. We'll be back.
Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m. where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
Do we really need counseling? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I guess life's okay. It's not that bad. I know we're both working, but what happened? I don't even know if my spouse knows. Do I need counseling? If you're asking the question, if you've looked on the internet looking for answers, then call the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 882-6767. The sooner you call, the easier your life becomes. 882-6767.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
And we are back. If you'd like to join us in the studio, give us a call at 862-9977. 862-9977. If you're outside the area, give us a call toll-free, 800-375-0056. 800-375-0056. Or star 56 if you're on your Alltel cell. This morning we talked a lot about stress, and we've gone over a little bit of what we talked about last week, about the physical effects that it has on us, also the mental and behavioral effects that it has on us, just the overall detriment of what stress accumulating can be.
And we talked at the break about, Dan was talking with us, Dan Vaughn is our producer, and does a marvelous job with us and keeps us on task here.
But it's my pleasure.
Now, Dan was asking about good stress. How many times stress is good? And stress is good. In fact, we're created to have stress so that we can have an increased awareness of what's going on around us, when the cortisol and the adrenaline is pumped into us. When we have a situation that is stressful, it allows us to focus on that, to cope with it, to resolve it, and then hopefully be able to come down from that and go on in more of a state of calm. When we're not able to cope with it, or we haven't learned how to cope with stressors effectively, we're not able then to come down. Our body isn't able to come down and to regulate again. And that's what causes so many people just to burn out eventually. Yeah.
We also talk about, it's amazing how you can become stressed even at things that you've done repeatedly. And Dan was talking about Johnny Carson going on stage and speaking, and WK was talking about when he goes up to speak. And Dan, you were talking about Johnny, what some of the things he said before he would go on the air.
Well, he was highly stressed before he went on the air, even after all those years, and his heartbeat went up to 140 or 50. But he said that keeps him on edge and so he could do a good job. But he said he was always somewhat frightened before he went on the air after all those years.
Yeah, exactly.
They're amazing.
Yeah, somebody compared it one time to having butterflies. And somebody said, well, the key is to get all your butterflies in formation. And we have to do that. We've got to get our butterflies in formation and get into it can be confronted, and their stress level goes down.
Well, just a little side note here. If you'd like WK or any of the ladies there at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute to come and talk to your group, whether it's a group from church, a group from work, whether it's your congregation, if you're ministering out there, you know, it would be great to have WK or some of his staff come in and speak to us. Give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We were in Jeff City 2 weeks ago, and we spoke up there. The numbers there are 417-882-6767. 417-882-6767. Just ask for me. My name is Ken Boyce. We'll set up a time for WK or part of the staff there. Speak on any number of topics. We do this any place. It doesn't matter whether it's a smaller group, 10, 20, 30, or a large group, 200, 300, to a couple thousand.
Or civic organizations would be great.
Say that again?
Civic organizations.
Oh, absolutely.
You bet. In fact, I've been invited to come up in about 3 weeks up to Lebanon and to speak to a group of ministers there about stress, counseling, and how they can handle stress among their membership and counseling members more effectively.
We discussed that a little bit last week.
And when to refer, yeah.
Absolutely. There are so many ministers, so many good ministers, people who genuinely love other people. They study the Word.
They love the Lord.
But the job itself has gone beyond ministering to people and spreading the gospel. They take on so many other responsibilities, and so many of them are because they are, quote-unquote, the preacher. They're going to get calls every hour of the night because they're the preacher, they're the minister. And they have a heart to minister to people and to be able to help. A lot of times, what people need is beyond what they're trained for. And ministers are getting burned out when something doesn't go right, or they can't minister to someone maybe the way that people thought they should minister to them. They run to the elders, they run to the bishops, the deacons, whatever, the church leaders, and they will chew the preacher up one side and down the other for doing his best because it wasn't quite the way they wanted to be helped. We understand. WK Boyce has been in the ministry for over 30 years, been in and around. We're here to be a resource for the churches, for the ministers, for the church leaders. Our counseling at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute is a Christian-based counseling. It is a Christian foundation. It believes that we are a creation of God, and we operate from that. And so the assumption is everyone has value. We have God-given rights. We have God-given abilities. We are wanted to be here by God, and we start from that point and go on. So if you are a minister or a church leader that is looking for additional assistance, that has issues and families and stuff that you need additional counsel with, give us a call. We would love to help. That's what we're here for.
We sure would. And if you know somebody that needs help, if you know of a minister or a church leader that is maybe on the edge of burnout, and it's not hard. It is not hard in ministry to become burned out simply by being overworked and underpaid, having too many demands and not enough resources, having too many responsibilities and not enough authority. And there's so many politics in church bodies today that ministers are not trained to handle. They believe if they just do what the Lord wants them to do, that everything's going to work out fine, until they get into, many times, church politics, and that can burn them out.
Yeah.
And so we need to be aware not only of ourselves, but also of others. And if your minister is really under a lot of load, a lot of burden, a lot of responsibility, encourage that person, encourage him to get help for himself or perhaps his marriage. Through the years, I've worked with many ministers and their wives, church leaders and their wives on a very confidential basis. It's so important that they have someone that they can turn to.
I remember talking to you about that. Who counsels the counselor?
Yeah.
Or ministers to a minister, you know, that type of thing. Those are very real questions. We have a minister right now that we've kept in our prayers and thoughts that lost his wife not long ago. And that's hard to be in the pulpit ministering to the flock when you lose your better half. And that's difficult, but we've been keeping prayer for him.
Let me share some things with you as far as the difference between stress and burnout. Many times these are used interchangeably, but they're not interchangeable. There's some characteristics, differences between stress and burnout. First of all, stress is characterized by over-engagement. We're just overly involved. Burnout is a defense characterized by disengagement. We remove ourselves, start leaving things undone. In stress, the emotions become overreactive, and in burnout, the emotions have become blunted or become numb. You're just not able to feel anything. In stress, the physical damage is primary, and in burnout, the emotional damage is primary. The exhaustion of stress affects physical energy. The exhaustion of burnout affects motivation and drive. Stress produces disintegration. Burnout produces demoralization. And so you've gone from being stressed, feeling like you're disintegrating, to becoming burned out and just completely demoralized. So many ministers, managers, supervisors, you can be a lineman, you can be any person, mom, a housewife, can reach this stage as well, that they become completely demoralized. Stress can be best understood as a loss of fuel and energy, and burnout is really best understood as a loss of ideals and hope, where the person feels absolutely hopeless. And the depression of stress is produced by the body's need to protect itself and to conserve energy. The depression of burnout is caused by the grief brought on by the loss of ideals and hope. That's when the person has a sense of just losing themselves. The stress produces a sense of urgency and hyperactivity, and burnout produces a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. And so I hope in comparing these two, maybe you're getting a better sense of whether you're just overstressed or you're in the chronic burnout phase, which is very important to differentiate.
As we discussed last week, this is a article from Bottom Line Health from September 2006. Dr. O'Connor, again, this is a study on how stress affects the brain, and talks about it, you know, destroying parts of the brain. The question was asked, aren't most people aware to the degree of which they're suffering from stress? And his answer was, absolutely not, by no means. We have an interest in denying the effects of stress. We will deny it to ourselves to our own detriment.
Say that again. Make sure people hear that.
We have an interest in denying the effects of stress to our own detriment. We will actually deny it to the point where we don't realize. Almost a self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
If you want to go back and take a look at this, this is from The Bottom Line Health, September 1st, 2006. There are so many things that stress us out, and life events can add to this. The spouse's death, divorce, marriage separation, death of a close relative, injury and illness. I have a family right now that we're praying over and just watching out for. The husband, very young man, came down with an illness, started attacking his nervous system. He's young family, young child, and the stress that now he's out of work, he's, you know, hospitalization, etc., those things add to it. Again, losing a job, even reconciling a marriage.
It's stressful.
It's stressful. It is worth every bit of effort you put into it, but it's going to take some growth, and there's some growing pains there. The reason people come to the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, why you seek counsel with anything, is just when it gets beyond what you're capable of being able to lay out. There are so many ways that we can handle stress and affect stress. Many times, if it's a short-term stress, our body reacts to it. You know, we get the dose of adrenaline, we take care of the stressful situation, and hopefully we come back down. But when it starts to build up, there are several things we need to do, and sometimes we need help doing them. There are so many, I can name these off, and you're going to know, yep, I need to do that. But sometimes we need the additional help of doing it, or even to know how to do it. One's to look for causes, to actually be able to take a self-examination of what's going on in my life.
That's one of the purposes of this program, on stress.
To be able to examine our relationships. What can we do to put more warmth, communication into those relationships? Truly evaluate something, not trying to win every argument, but to actually have an honest communication about what's going on and hear what someone else is saying. Here's an important one. Relax from time to time. Schedule a time to relax or do something you really enjoy and don't let anything interfere.
Give yourself permission to do that. You have the right to do that.
And this is one I have trouble with. I'm being honest here. I worry about what I'm not getting done when I'm trying to relax. My mind is thinking about, well, I could be doing this. I could be getting this fixed. I could be cleaning this up. I could be whatever. Fill in the blank. How many times have we gone on vacation and we answer our cell phone from work, we check our computer from work, we're doing all of our work instead of actually unplugging.
And getting completely away from it.
And getting away from it. We have to have time to relax. Take things one at a time. Not try to take on everything all at the same time. And for those of us that love to multitask, that's a difficult thing to do. Is to actually even say, okay, I'll do only five things, I'm not going to do seven. Five things I'll do well, seven I won't do any of them well.
And for you young housewives who believe that you've got to have the house clean every day, and that you can't have a speck of dirt, speck of dust on your furniture anywhere. Let me tell you, share something that was shared with us a long time ago by a very wise lady. Her name is Jimmy Boyles. She told us, she said, the last thing they're going to do with you on this earth is going to throw dirt on your face.
Now that's Kentucky country wisdom right there.
And that is so true. That's exactly what's going to happen. And so give yourself permission to relax and take it easy. Get away from it.
To be able to make a difference, to make a change, a single change, after being able to look, relax, take a minute to withdraw, step back, and take a look, to make one change. Just one. Don't try to change everything all at the same time. Get enough rest. That's a hard one. But our bodies need the rest. We need the rest.
Especially if you're a night person and you're not a morning person.
He's looking straight at me with that one.
It is hard to get up out of that bed. And you find yourself, your body really beginning to respond about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you hit your high point about 8 or 10 at night, or maybe 12 at night.
Yeah.
It's hard to go to bed and get some sleep before you have to get up the next morning.
It is.
But you have to do that. Take care of yourself.
There are all kinds of things that we need to do. We know we need to do it. But sometimes we need someone else to give us permission to even do that. If this is hitting home, or you know this is your best friend, and we're talking and you're going, you know, my best friend's the exact same way. Have them give us a call. You can refer us on. Tell them to listen to the radio show. Take a listen. Say, hey, I heard these people on the radio. It's kind of an indirect way of referring, but you can do that. And we've had others do that.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a call at the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 417-882-6767. We counsel people right now from 2.5 to 3 hour radius around Springfield. So if you're listening to the signal, we can help. And we've helped people that are your neighbors. I guarantee it. But give us a call. We want to help. We're there for you. We are a resource for you. If you'd like WK or the staff to come and visit you, to speak at civic event, speak at your church, speak at work, again, give us a call. We'll schedule that time and figure out what you'd like for us to speak on. And always, check us out at springfieldmfi.com. That's the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. It's the resources. We're there for you anytime, day or night. I'm Ken.
I'm WK.
It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.